U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will attend President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. That's according to a senior administration official this weekend. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he would not attend the inauguration of his successor on January 20th. Twitter banned President Trump's account on Friday, citing the risk of further incitement of violence. The social platform had been under growing pressure to take further action against President Trump following Wednesday's deadly insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Now, the far-right friendly social media app Parler risks going offline after Amazon decided to boot it off its web hosting service. Nationalist politician Sadir Japarov won a landslide victory on Sunday in Kyrgyzstan's snap presidential election. The election was triggered by the collapse of the previous government. Japarov has won almost 80% of the vote in the Central Asian nation, which is closely allied with Russia. That's according to preliminary results cited by Kyrgyzstan's Central Election Commission, meaning there will be no runoff. More than 80% of voters have also supported a proposal to reform the constitution to give the president greater powers at parliament's expense, according to the commission. Israel's coronavirus vaccination campaign, the world's fastest growing per capita, shifted to booster shots on Sunday in a bid to protect the most vulnerable citizens by next month and ease curbs on the economy. Pope Francis says the decision to get the COVID-19 vaccine is a matter of ethics. The Pope said in an interview, "You are gambling with your health, with your life, but also with the lives of others." Former governor of the U.S. state of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, is comparing the mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol last week to the Nazis. In a video posted to social media on Sunday, he said the mob last week trampled the very principles on which our country was founded. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.